And a lot of these changes I don't think are temporary. I think a lot of the way that we do things, especially in education, are going to be around for a long time, including college applications. A lot of colleges are now rethinking the idea of the SATs or the ACT scores for applicants this year and maybe into the future. Joining us to talk a little bit more about this change from CollegeWise, Joseph Korfmacher. Joe, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I found it interesting. The University of California has said they're going to phase out testing altogether within the next 5 years. This was a change that was already being considered even before COVID-19, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And test optional schools have been around actually since 1969. Bowdoin out in Maine was the first school to do that, and really seen over the last decade, you know, more and more schools every year go test optional. And yeah, the UC system, you know, the biggest in the country, has been considering this for years. It has been a hot topic in the world of college admissions, and you know, the pandemic, like many things else, just kind of accelerated that decision for them.
Ben, why are they looking at getting away from test scores only for college admissions?
Yes, well, right now it's because there's the lack of actually the ability to take tests. You know, multiple test dates have been canceled. There's uncertainty if the ones later this summer or fall will actually happen, you know, which dates. And colleges wanted to relieve, you know, some stress for those rising seniors, the students that would be going through the application process. There's already enough stress that they have to go through, and not knowing if they can actually take the test was just, you know, just another level that, you know, wasn't necessary, and colleges, you know, could get rid of it. And there's so many other factors that go into play when colleges make a decision. And, you know, a three-hour test, you know, really is not the most important factor. And I think colleges, you know, are finally realizing that. Again, I think, you know, a decade from now anyway, most colleges, not all, would be test optional or test blind. And again, the COVID pandemic just accelerated that a bit.
So Joe, that being said, what advice would you have for, you know, high school, you know, maybe juniors and seniors for the coming year as they start to think about college applications? What are some important things they need to be considering?
Yeah, so, and similar to all other, you know, past years, I think it is important, you know, for students to know that, you know, colleges, for the most part, you know, are test, you know, the ones that are going test optional does not mean test blind, meaning that, you know, if you take an ACT or an SAT and, you know, do well, meaning, you know, kind of over that mid 50% of the school that they average, you know, you should still most likely send those scores in, and it can help with admission. But, you know, if you're not a great test taker or score below that 50% mark, since schools are going test optional, and maybe hold back those scores, but all the other factors, you know, your activities, your personal statement, your letters of recommendation, the classes you're taking, the grades you're receiving in them, all of that's just going to have a greater impact. And I think, you know, beyond what classes you're taking in high school and how you're doing those, you know, colleges are really looking to form a community on their campus of, you know, students with, you know, different interests and abilities and things they're going to take part in. So, you know, my advice would be for underclassmen in high school to, you know, really, you know, reflect and think about, you know, two or three, you know, things that they really love, they're passionate about, and really get involved in that, because, you know, they're going to have a chance in their application during the process to really express, you know, that they, you know, love, you know, volunteering, they love karate or whatever it may be, and to really you know, showcase that passion, that interest on the application process.
Well, that's a really good point. And not to put too much pressure on kids, but I mean, the earlier you can start down that path, the better. I mean, it's one thing to, be able to take a test on a Saturday morning and score a high score to be able to get into the college of your choice. But these other things take time, and you need to start cultivating those interests and be thinking about what it's going to look like on a college application, maybe as early as middle school.
Yeah, Paul, you're absolutely right. And, when we're working with students, at CollegeWise, we really actually do tell them, like, freshman year in high school, just enjoy, being a freshman in high school. And, it's a big transition for most students going from middle school to high school. Get used to, high school classes, the bigger school environment, the multitude of activities that high schools have to offer. But, yeah, towards, end of freshman year and definitely the sophomore year, we want students really thinking about and reflecting on, what their strengths are, leaning into those passions and, not just, so it looks good on, college admissions, but, so they can grow into, a strong human being that, is really, involved in, two or three things that are important to them. They can, grow that way. But, it will also, in the end, look good on the college application as well.
Joe, tell us a little bit more about CollegeWise. What is it, and how do people connect?
Yeah, so CollegeWise is the country's largest private college consulting company. So basically, we help families navigate the college admissions process. So generally, we start with students in their freshman or sophomore year, sometimes, as late as junior or senior year, and help them find, those activities that are right for them, choose the right classes, and then obviously a lot of our work is helping them locate those 8 to 12 colleges in the country, there's 3,000 or so colleges in the country, so finding 8 to 12 that are, really the right fit for them, and, helping them do their best on the application, give them the best shot of getting in.
CollegeWise, be sure and check it out. Joe, really interesting stuff. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.